Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is hot dog weather.
So it's 12 months a year, 365
days a year. Well, actually, yeah,
you're
right.
24 hours a day. Eric Mittenthal is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, making his annual visit to our fine radio show. Eric, happy 6th of July. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a great weekend of hot dog eating.
No
but,
kidding.
But you know what? You can say that 52 weekends a year.
That's right.
It's always a great weekend of hot
Christmas.
Dog eating. Do you watch the slop fest that is the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest?
I do, yeah. It's kind of a must-watch for me, and always a treat to see Joey Chestnut in action.
He does.
That's your opinion. I'm sorry. As much as I love hot dogs, never mind. I can't say what I was going to say.
Yeah, don't say it. Yeah, you don't.
But anyways, so this year, 4th of July, more people spending time at home because of the pandemic. Are we seeing sales increase as far as hot dogs and sausages and kielbasa and all those wonderful foods?
Yeah, we've seen sales increase quite a bit. In the early phases of the pandemic, it was more than double normal sales at the grocery stores. We're closer to normal now because the summer grilling season is always a really popular time. But definitely sales are elevated, and we know people are enjoying hot dogs at home. It's a great food for the family, and a time when we all need a little bit of happiness. It delivers that happiness.
Eric, I'm going to ask you a question, and this is kind of for the purists out there. Should I microwave a hot dog?
It's not the best way to cook your hot dog. You can do it, but it's not the best.
Microwave a hot dog? Why don't you put buffalo chicken on a pizza, for God's sake?
See, we've got
microwave
a little thing going
here. That's,
sorry about that.
Buffalo chicken pizza thing, Eric, is something we've only been talking about for months, and I'm sure the listeners are sick of it. But microwave a hot dog? That's sacrilege.
Hey, in a pinch, that's what you can do.
No, you steam it then. Right, Eric?
But I got to boil the water.
Steaming is a great way. Yeah, microwave will get it done a little bit faster, but you need to put a little extra time into it. It shouldn't take that long.
A hot dog should be caressed, right?
Oh, here we go.
It shouldn't be treated as a one-night stand. Should be caressed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It should be treated gently. Look, the best way, there's nothing better than a grilled hot dog.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree. But I would say in a pinch, got to do what you got to do. I know people who eat them cold.
I don't. Well, yes, I do too.
Well,
I might have been one of those people once upon a time, but not.
All right, then.
All right, so Eric, your perfect hot dog has what on it?
I'm a chili dog guy. I'm from the South.
Oh, yes.
For a little chili, mustard, onions, perfect.
Yeah, that's not bad. Ray?
Now, one thing that you do.
No, what's your favorite way to eat a hot dog?
I'd go with Eric. I'd go chili dog. Maybe relish, but a chili dog probably.
See, I'd say relish. And mustard.
That's great.
Now, Eric, are you a ketchup on hot dog guy?
Oh, God.
No.
Because that's a sin.
Over the age of 18, no ketchup on hot dogs. It's a major Frank faux pas.
I don't know that I would admit to knowing somebody.
It's a major what?
Frank faux pas.
See, there you go. And by the way, if you go to the website, which is hot-dog.org.
One of the great websites ever.
It truly is entertaining, fun, educational. But one thing you do is actually there's a lesson how to properly eat a chili dog because it can get kind of messy.
What's the most important thing, Eric, when you're eating a chili dog?
You just got to get your elbows down on the table and get the right angle of the chili dog, and it's smooth sailing from there.
This is great.
I like it.
I'm hungry now. Jeez
I like
Louise.
It. Now, well, the age-old question.
Oh, okay.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? I would say God. No.
I would say no.
That's a Frank faux pas as well.
You are correct that a hot dog is not a sandwich. And the reasons are very simple. When it's on a bun, it's called a hot dog. When it's not on a bun, it's also a hot dog. The bun is irrelevant, not a sandwich.
Well, okay, so how could I do the same thing with the hot dog, with the hamburger? Because a hamburger kind of stands by itself, too. I don't see it as a sandwich.
Yeah, that's a tougher debate for me. I see a hamburger as a little bit more sandwiched between the meat, but yeah, a hamburger kind of stands on its own too. But a hot dog is definitely a higher being in terms of the sandwich debate. It's just a hot dog.
Eric Mittenthal is with us, president of National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. This is National Hot Dog Month. On the average, how many hot dogs are eaten in this country in the month of July?
God.
Well, we estimate that Americans eat 7 billion between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So if you do the math there, you know, a couple billion during the month of July alone.
Well, you know, going beyond hot dogs, you're also the Sausage Council. What are the most popular sausages? Italian's got to be one.
Yeah, Italian's up there. Bratwurst would be up there.
Oh, I love brats.
As the top two, yeah, for sure.
I like the stat that O'Hare consumes six times more hot dogs than LAX and LaGuardia combined.
Wow.
Because there's so many different ways to eat and Chicago people.
They love them.
And if you're from Chicago, I don't mean to insult you here, but Chicago people think they've invented the recipe on different ways to eat hot dogs.
Yes.
And in O'Hare, you can get hot dogs much easier than some of those other airports. So O'Hare is definitely a go-to place for the Chicago dog. But interestingly, L.A. sells the most hot dogs both in the city and in their baseball stadium. So it's incredibly popular in L.A.
Well, interesting, Eric. There's a guy, in fact, I've seen Food Network do shows on Chicago hot dogs. There's the Super Dog, which is great. But also, like, there's a guy, and I can't remember who he is, but he'll use, like, all kinds of game meats like deer and, you know, I don't think roadkill. I don't think he goes there. But, you know, you can put anything, I guess, into a hot dog, can you not?
Yeah, you could hot dog a lot of different things. By USDA definition, a hot dog contains meat. So it can be different kinds of meats. And you're referring to Hot Dog out there in Chicago. He had a really popular restaurant for a while, and now kind of his restaurant's closed. He has a place at the ballpark and does a few things here and there. But You can put a lot of different meats in there. Most common is beef and pork, and beef is always the favorite.
The one hot dog I've never had,
what?
And I'd have to be in L.A. to have it, is a Dodger dog.
Oh.
And I've actually never had a Dodger dog either. I've never been out to the Dodger Stadium there. So it's the most popular hot dog in baseball, and it's a foot long, and they still eat more than any other stadium. But, I'm dying to try the hot Dodger dog these days.
We'll have to have an outing. We'll have to do a Dodger. You know, it'd be a good. You know,
it'd
be a good trip.
We'll drive.
Well, you know, well, we're not going to drive. You know, it'd be a good trip. Would be like Major League ballparks by the five.
Yes.
Go by your guide, the five best hot dogs in Major League Baseball, and make sure you go to those ballparks. Obviously, not this year, but next year.
Well, and I've done that before. I've done a baseball road trip where you go to a whole bunch of stadiums over the course of several days, and we tried hot dogs at every single one of them, and it was an amazing trip.
Oh, I bet. Now, how do you keep your weight down eating all these hot dogs?
You go for a run every morning. It's all
there you go. Oh, perfect.
Well, we ain't going that far, so okay. Hey, we'll just have to cut back a bit. You know, that's the other weird thing, though, about L.A. Even though, you know, I guess they sell them at LAX. I haven't been there in a long time. But they have, like, freestanding hot dog stands. I don't see – is that kind of a rare thing to L.A.?
No, a lot of in the stadium, are you asking, or in the city?
No, just out on the street, you know, Hollywood Boulevard, whatever it may be. I mean, there are a lot of pinks.
New York
and
certainly has the most common.
The soubrette?
With the carts throughout the city. And typically, most cities these days don't have that so much.
Too bad.
But you find it in a few places.
The website is www.hot-dog.org. It is, if you're a hot dog aficionado like Ray and me, you could lose yourself for a couple hours looking at it today. Eric Mittenthal is the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Eric, go have a chili dog. Thanks for being with us.
Will do. Thank you.
All right.
That sounds really
it's
good.
It's always one of my favorite segments of the week. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!